I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. Many urban school districts struggle to graduate students from high school. But as I report, one mentorship program that focuses on middle school students seems to be having an impact. On an April afternoon, middle schoolers filled the gym at Wexler Hall Community School in New Haven. Seventh grader Brianna Jones is there with her friends and her mentor, Hannah Alexander. When asked what she likes about her after-school mentor, the 13-year-old doesn't pull any punches.
It's like your mentor is your best friend still. So basically it's like you're like tutoring with your best friend. So it's not like just tutoring with a stranger.
Twice a week, Brianna sits down in a classroom with Alexander to work on school stuff. Today, they're going over math problems. Fractions.
I'm also just going to stop you right here because look, you would have gotten 9 over 3, which is 3. Negative 3 over 3 is the same thing as saying a negative 1.
So I could have just said negative 1 plus.
Yeah.
Yale sophomore Alexander is one of 18 mentors at Yale who work with about 30 students at New Haven Middle Schools as part of the Jones-Zimmerman Academic Mentorship Program, or JZ-AMP. Brianna and Alexander are finishing up the first year of a 3-year commitment they've each made to work together as mentor and mentee. In the program, each mentor takes on 2 students, and starting in 6th grade, meets with them twice a week for over 2 hours at a time. The goal is to provide academic support, but also to help with social and emotional growth until the mentees finish middle school.
To have this kind of relationship, especially 2-to-1, you know, mentors working with kids, is really extraordinary.
That's Jody Grant. She runs the nonprofit After School Alliance. She says it's more common for these types of programs to have 8-to-1 ratios or last only a semester or year. Sacred Heart University and Trinity College also offer the program to middle school kids in Hartford and Bridgeport. And data from JZ-AMP boasts a 90% graduation rate for kids who went through the program, all of whom were below grade level when they started in 6th grade. David DeRoche, WNPR News.